It's time to talk about something that I think a lot of people overlook, and this is going to help create more of a balance between being productive and being present with your family. Welcome to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. My name is Lucretia, and I want to help you be more productive and present without stressing about housework. I'm spilling all the tea on how to take that overwhelm out of motherhood. So let's dive into all the juicy goodness. As a new mom, I thought that I needed to spend every free moment with my child to be considered a good mom. So this meant I was spending all of my time with my daughter because I thought that's what I needed to do. So I thought that I needed to be entertaining her pretty much like 24/7. And of course, that was completely overwhelming. It didn't leave much time for me to do anything else. So I wasn't able to keep up with the housework, like keeping the laundry done, keeping the kitchen clean, all of that stuff. I was struggling to make any time to make any meals. Like all of my time went to taking care of my daughter and keeping entertaining her because I thought that I needed to be entertaining her all the time while she was awake. I didn't even really know about a thing called independent play, which I know now is very important for them. But at that time, being a new mom, I didn't know anything about that. So I thought that my daughter needed me to be entertaining her so that she could develop on schedule and hit all of her milestones on time. And I continued to entertain her pretty much like all the time while she was awake. Like, you know, we were down on the floor on her floor mat playing with toys. I was had her up on the couch with me and we'd be talking and, you know, doing peekaboo. I was like pretty much doing everything with her all of the time. And so eventually that led to burnout where I just felt completely overwhelmed with everything. I was crying all the time. I was exhausted. At night, I would get very anxious because I was so tired, but I knew that she didn't sleep well at night. And so I knew that I wasn't going to even be able to get a good rest at night and I was still going to be tired. And so I'd get really anxious at nighttime because like it wasn't something I looked forward to. Like going to sleep was no longer a break because I knew that I was going to be waking up every few hours to feed her and change diapers and stuff. And so like I would get really anxious. I was stressed all the time. I had started trying to time block my time so I could, you know, actually get things done so I could, you know, have time to clean the kitchen and do the laundry and plan meals and all of that. And I was always off schedule. Like no matter what I planned, the day would just be completely off schedule by like 10 a.m. So that just added more stress because I felt like I was behind and then I was failing because I couldn't get anything done on my time blocks. And so it left a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, and just led to me being completely burnt out. And what I realized was that when I was growing up, my mom, she would work sometimes 3 jobs to support us. And she would also she started nursing whenever I got a little older. And she had went to nursing school and got a job nursing. And so she would be gone working her like 12 plus hour shifts. And what I realized was that it wasn't about the amount of time that we spent together. It was more about the quality time that we spent together. So whenever we did have time together, she was present. Like we were watching TV together. We were cooking together. We were going to the mall together. And so it was really more about the quality time that we spent together rather than the amount of time. So whenever we did get those little pockets of time together, she made sure that she was present in those moments. And that's what I realized I really wanted to focus on because I could be with my child all day and I could be super stressed and the experience could just be a bad experience because I'm stressed out and she doesn't feel comfortable like engaging with me because she doesn't want to stress me out anymore. And that's not the kind of relationship that I wanted to have. I want to have a relationship where we have open communication and she enjoys talking to me and spending time with me. And so I realized that it's more about the quality time that we get together rather than the amount of time that we are spending together. So I've been focused more on being more present and being more intentional about what's happening while I'm spending time with my kids rather than how much time I'm spending with them. So if I get 10 minutes with my kids, I don't want to spend that 10 minutes on my phone scrolling through social media. I want to spend that 10 minutes like on the floor doing a puzzle with them or outside playing hopscotch or whatever it is. Like I want to be present during that time. And if that's just, you know, the 10 minutes of present time we get together, then I would rather have that than, you know, 30 minutes of time where I'm just like on my phone and I'm grumpy and I'm thinking about everything I have to get done. Like, I don't want to spend my time like that anymore. And so I'm really focused on being more present and being intentional about our experience together while we have this time together. By focusing more on the quality time that we have together, it will help us have more of an open relationship, in which I've noticed my daughter feels more comfortable like telling me things. And if she feels like she's made a mistake, or, you know, if she's like accidentally pushed her sister or something happened while they were playing, like she feels comfortable like coming to me and telling me what happened rather than trying to hide it, or she's afraid that I'll get upset and yell at her or anything like that. Like, I've noticed that spending more quality time together, she's actually opened up a lot more. She feels a lot more comfortable telling me things, which is going to be great whenever she gets older, because I want her to feel comfortable telling me things like I felt comfortable telling my mom things. Like, we had a very open relationship where I felt comfortable telling her what was going on in my life. We had great communication both ways. Like, my mom felt comfortable telling me what was going on in her life, you know, within the realm of like, not, you know, I was a teenager, so she wouldn't tell me everything, but she felt comfortable like telling me things that was going on and, you know, trying to prepare me more for adulthood. And that's how I want my relationship to be with my daughter, where we have a really open relationship, where we have very good communication. And it also helps with mental health. So my daughter, she doesn't have to keep things in or keep things to herself. She's able to express herself and just really be who she is. And so that's going to benefit her mental health later on down the road. It does now. And it will also benefit her mental health down the road. Whenever she is older and she's going through things, she won't feel like she needs to hide things from me. Hopefully, she'll feel comfortable telling me things, and she won't, you know, and it won't, like, if she's feeling sad or upset about something, like, I want her to be able to come and talk to me about it. And so that will really help her mental health. And then it'll just, you know, I'm trying to be a positive role model for her so that, you know, she can see how I'm living my life, and then she can take the bits and pieces that she likes of things that I'm doing and apply it to her life whenever she becomes a mom later on down the road. So it's just about creating this positive role model, this positive experience, like the one that I had with my mom. So let's talk about the simple things that I'm doing to be more intentional, more present with my kids, so that we can have better quality time together rather than just me trying to spend more time with them. So the first thing I'm doing is I understand their routines. They don't have like a fixed schedule where we do, you know, 8 a.m. they're waking up, we're eating breakfast. Like, they don't have this really strict schedule. We're very flexible within our day, but I understand their natural routines. So I understand about when my youngest daughter is going to take her nap. I understand about when they are going to want to eat. So when they're going to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, all of that. I know, like, when my daughter, my oldest daughter, she likes independent playtime. And so I try not to bug her during that time and give her her space to explore the world around her and, you know, learn how she wants to learn and do things how she wants to do things. So understanding their natural routines has helped me plan our day more effectively, where it benefits all of us. So I have two girls, so it benefits all of us for me to understand their natural routines, because I'm not, you know, planning things during nap time, and I'm not planning things when I know that they're going to be hungry, right? And so it really helps our day flow more smoothly. And then when we do have that quality time together, they are happy and excited, and it's not just them crying and being upset and then me being frustrated and then we just have a bad experience together. So really understanding their routine has helped me plan our days so that we can enjoy the quality time that we get together. The second thing I do to have more quality time with my kids is I keep my to-do list very flexible. So instead of planning every minute of the day, I have a very flexible to-do list with my most important tasks that need to be done. So this is how I'm able to take advantage of any of the unexpected free time that we might get. So if my daughter is playing and then she decides that she wants to come and hang out with me, like I'm not like, oh, sorry, I need to clean the dishes right now. Like I know when I'm supposed to be cleaning the dishes. I know when I'm supposed to be, you know, doing other things, when I'm supposed to be working. And she knows that as well. So my to-do list is very flexible. So if I am, like, say it's nap time, and if this is typically when I do work is during nap time, but if my oldest daughter decides she wants to come play with me, then I get to decide, like, do I want to, like, take the day off, or do I need to set a boundary where it's like, hey, this is mom's work time, you need to go do something else while I'm working until I'm finished. So it's very flexible, though, where I get to decide, is this something that I want to be doing right now? Because my work time is my work time. So later on, we do have that quality time that we can spend together, like that is built into the day. And so I just like to keep things very flexible and very like go with the flow type of energy, so that whenever, you know, one of us decides that we do want to spend some quality time together, we do have that option. And it's not like, nope, this is my time to do this. I'm only doing this. Sorry, you're going to have to wait. So it's very flexible with how we spend our time and how we plan out our day. The third thing that I do to have more quality time with my kids is I make sure that I prioritize my tasks. So I focus on the most important tasks that need to be done. And of course, with young children, it's often not possible to get everything done. So that's why it's super important to learn how to prioritize what to do first. There are days when I am high energy, and so I will get a lot done, like decluttering things and making sure, you know, different areas of the house are clean. And then there are my low energy days where I just focus on making sure the high traffic areas are clean, like the living room and the kitchen. So as long as those two things are clean or look decent, then that's all I'm worried about. And so making sure that I prioritize which tasks to focus on gives me more time to spend with my kids, where I am not thinking about everything else that I could be doing. I'm actually able to focus on what we are doing together. And whenever I prioritize my tasks, I'm very specific in what I want to get done. So I don't just say I need to clean the kitchen today, because how will I know if that's done? Like, am I cleaning the baseboards in the kitchen too, or am I just washing the dishes? Like, it's very important to be specific with the task that I plan on getting done, so I will know when the task is finished. So if I know that by cleaning the kitchen, I mean I'm going to put the dishes in the dishwasher, wipe off the countertops, and like clean the floor, then okay, I know those are like three specific tasks and I'll know when each one of them are done. But if I just have clean the kitchen, that feels overwhelming. I'm most likely going to procrastinate, and then I won't even know like if it's done because there's like always something more to clean. Like, am I pulling out the oven and like cleaning behind that? So there's always going to be more to do. So that's why it's important to just figure out the most important task that you want to get done and then just focus on those. So whenever you do get quality time with your kids, you can feel like you've accomplished what you wanted to get done. The fourth way that I like to spend more quality time with my kids is I like to involve them in whatever activities I can. So whenever possible, I'll involve them in things like cleaning. So we'll put away the laundry together, or we'll pick up the toys together. Or if I'm cooking, I'll like help them, you know, stir things. My oldest, she'll stir some of the food in the bowl. Or my youngest, she can like put away dishes or like grab a bowl if I need it. So I just like to include them in whatever tasks that I can. And that way we can, you know, chat and laugh together and, you know, spend that quality time together while we're also getting things done. The fifth way that I spend more quality time with my kids is that I like to use nap time wisely. And so nap time is whenever I work. So I record this podcast during nap time. If I am recording videos for TikTok, I'll do that during nap time. And so I like to make sure I know exactly what I'm going to get done while my youngest daughter is asleep. My four-year-old usually has her TV time during this time so that I'm able to work. And so just being very intentional about what I'm going to get done when I have the time to do it helps a lot, because it doesn't waste as much time as if I were just coming in my office, sitting down, and I had no idea what to work on. And then by the time I figure it out, like, nap time is over. So I like to make sure I know exactly what I'm going to work on and what I want to get done when I have the chance. And so that way I can sit down and get it done during nap time. And then later on, I'm able to be more present and more focused with my kids, instead of thinking like, oh man, I should have done this while she was asleep. And then now I'm just constantly thinking about what I should have done and just, you know, thinking like, okay, let me get up and do this. And then that interrupts our quality time together. So I'm able to get things done during nap time. And then I'm more present and more focused when I get quality time with them. And then a bonus strategy that I like to use to have more quality time with my kids is I like to prepare things the night before, so that in the morning I am less stressed. I'm not running around anxious and like irritated with everything because it's so chaotic. I like to prepare as much as I can the night before. I like to get up and walk in the morning. So I'll lay out my clothes that I'm going to use to walk. If we need anything, like if we have a doctor's appointment or anything like that, I'll make sure I have everything prepared. I know where I'm going. So I just like to make sure that I have prepared as much as possible the evening before. And that way the mornings are less stressful and we're able to just go more slowly and actually just kind of like make our way through the morning, instead of just like feeling like we're pushed through the morning. So it's less stressful, less chaotic, and we're able to spend that quality time together where, you know, I'm not rushing her to brush her teeth, and I'm not rushing her to get dressed, and, you know, I'm not rushing her to eat breakfast. Like, we're just, it's really simple and smooth, and we're able to relax and talk and chit chat and just enjoy that quality time together because I am already prepared. And we already know like what's going to happen. We know what to expect. So that's just a simple bonus strategy, is just to make sure that you prepare the night before so that in the morning you can enjoy that quality time together. So those are five simple ways plus a bonus strategy that I like to use to have more quality time with my kids instead of just focusing on how much time we're spending together. So of course, spending time with your kids is important, but the quality of that time you get with them is just as important, if not even more important. And so that is why I like to focus on being present and being intentional about what's happening while we are spending time together. And so if you are wanting to have more quality time with your kids, make sure you're on the wait list for the Productive Moms Toolkit. The doors are opening September 18th, and you are going to learn how to plan your day around your energy so you can show up as the mom you know you can be and enjoy the quality time you get with your family. So if that is something you want, make sure you are on the wait list for the Productive Moms Toolkit so you can join us before the doors close again. So get on the wait list, and I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. If you found this information helpful, please leave a written review so more moms can find this show. And if you want to connect with the super moms in this community, come hang out with us in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I can't wait to connect with you. See you there.